Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Andy. Tam is on assignment. What's up?
Just Andy.
Podcast over.
Yeah. And I had a good week. All right. So we had a little break.
We did. Yeah.
Why? I actually don't remember why. Were you just tired? I can't remember.
It was a weird tired, to be honest. Oh, like, I had been tired for about 3 days.
A culmination of tired?
Yeah, and then I finally was, like, actually sleeping, and I was okay. All right, guys, I just...
No, that's fine. Your health is more important.
I got to tap out for today.
Plus, you look beautiful. You must have got some beauty rest.
Thank you.
How was your fourth?
It was good. What's funny is I only spent $11 on fireworks, but I still got... 5 artillery shells, 4 Roman candles, and 2 little spinny things.
Oh, dang.
So, the artillery shells were $5, so I was kind of like, these cheap artillery shells, like, are they going to go very high or just blow up in my face? But no, they were good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like the little mini ones. I don't know why. I'm like, every time they go off. We spent $20. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Just got an assortment of candles. Camilla really likes flowers, so we got an assortment of like the crackle ones and the regular ones.
Oh, nice.
And then my parents always go out and get like tubes or something, so I just let them get the big stuff, and we dick around with the small crap. We got those one of those pooping puppies. They're just so funny. And then, do you have any accidents? Or I guess not accidents, but close calls or anything, because... fireworks are so dangerous.
No, I would say one of the artillery shells didn't go as high as the others, but it wasn't like low.
Where do you go to launch them?
Actually the corner of our deck out there. The one that's the corner, kind of somewhat near the house, but a little ways out. And then we just put a piece of plywood down so we're not lighting it straight on the deck.
That's a good idea.
And then, America. And just lights straight up in the air. Although my mom got some stuff that spun around and like made sparks before it flew up in the air. Snap. And I'm like, I don't think we should be lighting these here. My dad didn't care. I was like, I don't think it's going to do anything. I'm like, all right.
My dad, I know he's the one that lit it, mm-hmm. but apparently one like shot out this way instead of up. Well, my aunt and uncle had just sat down, like 30 seconds had sat down. It shot, blew up directly under them, and then instantly picked up everything. We're like, all right, see you at next gathering.
Oh my God.
They weren't even there like 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes.
Wow. Was the goal to get rid of them?
No, they're the cool ones.
Check this out.
No, they're the cool ones. So
nice.
Yeah. Otherwise, ours was pretty tame.
Yeah. Although, oh shit! I just remembered. I lit one of the things my mom bought, and like the dying husk of what was left fell down and hit my dad in the foot.
Oh snap!
Yeah, it was already burned out.
Oh, okay. But was it one of those just like, oh, shit?
Yeah, he was like, yeah, we were like, holy shit. All right, what a hit.
How's life otherwise besides the holiday? I'm trying to think. Did you have a 3-day weekend?
No. I didn't have a 3-day weekend. In fact, I had a 1-day weekend.
What?
Yeah, because I work on Saturdays.
Okay.
Which, Saturdays aren't bad, and I have Sunday and Monday off. Yeah. But we're so busy right now that...
Why are you guys so busy?
In spring, we got bought by another company. So, our user base is, like, quadrupled.
Oh.
And so, they're hiring, like, literally anybody. You could come in nude. So it was stupid. Like, not only do we have to work mandatory overtime 4 hours a week.
Oh, I've had mandatory a couple times.
But everybody has a mandatory holiday, and mine was July 4th. Oh. Which, Mondays are my fucking day off. And I gotta work next Monday, too. Or this coming Monday, tomorrow Monday. But only for 4 hours.
Awesome.
Get my overtime over with. And this is the last week of mandatory overtime.
Nice.
So.
Until the week after.
Yeah. Hopefully not.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Hey, could we get you guys to work more again?
I mean, when I worked it, oh man, mine was like 8 hours for 2 weeks. It was horrible.
That sucks.
So basically, I worked on my Saturdays. I'd go in and work another day. But, Saturdays was nice. It was super nice and quiet. I just got a lot of work done to myself.
Yeah, but that's what it's like at where I work.
I hate having to come in on my day off. So I would rather work 12-hour days. And then, but we can only work max 10.
It's funny because normally I would agree with you. I would just, like, the two previous weeks, I've been adding a half hour before my shift, a half hour after my shift, Tuesday through Friday. So it still feels like I'm there for fucking ever. But it's just a little bit added to my shift. But where I particularly work, there is we close at 9 and I get off at 8:30. So from 8:30 to 9, if the call queue is full, our team has to get on the phones. So I've had to take a lot of calls from 8:30 to 9. So that's why I put my overtime this time on Monday afternoon. So that throughout the week I can get off at 8:30 right before they ask us to get on the phones.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. I mean, it's not so bad. I mean, it's not like, so you take 6-7 calls a day. It's not really not that horrible.
That's about mine. That's about my
thing. Yeah, I call out more than I get calls in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I got to call, like, shipping companies and shit.
I make about 6-7 calls a day, which is nice. And all of them, usually, like, I'll do, like, 2 outgoing, but all of them are incoming. But, dude, last Thursday was a rare day. Absolutely no phone calls.
Really?
I was just like, oh, I left work that day. Oh, I got so much done.
Nice.
So much shit done.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know. Camilla starts her new job.
Oh, yeah?
On Monday.
Cool.
She got a job literally on the other side of the creek from our apartments.
Oh, really?
But there's absolutely no bridge anywhere.
Oh. So she has to drive around?
Basically. And we took a walk there to see if maybe she could walk to work. It is almost an hour walk.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and if she were to ride her bike, it'd cut it down significantly, but it's still a hell, like, just for being right behind us, it's a hell of a, like, deal to get there.
Wow, what a pain in the ass.
I know, it's a 5-minute drive for her, so I said it'd probably be like 15 on bike.
So, speaking of jobs, when I turned 26 the other week, that's when I was dropped off my parents' health insurance.
That's
is fine, because I have a job with health insurance now. That doesn't kick until August 1st.
Ooh. You got to play it safe, bubble boy.
So, well, there's a couple prescriptions I get somewhat regularly. So, yesterday I went to pick up my two of my prescriptions, and first one was $40.
Wait, is it usually, or is that without?
Oh, no, that's without insurance.
Oh, no.
Usually, it's about $2.
Oh, no.
So it was about $40. And the other one was $120.
Oh, no.
So I said, fuck that. And so I came home, and he was like, are you going to get insurance? I'm like, yeah, August 1st. Like, it's on the fucking horizon. And so I came home and I complained to my dad. I'm like, can you believe this? $120? I'm like, God, how do people live?
Yeah.
And then I'm at work and I get a text from my mom. Hey, I picked up your prescription. It's like, what?
What? Did she know about the situation or was she just
apparently
being nice?
No, apparently my dad told her.
Oh.
And then I was like, what the? Holy shit. Aww. And then, although I don't want to seem like it's a, I don't want to lessen the situation, but she found out it was $120 because they're, it was a 90-day prescription.
Oh.
That didn't cross my mind because my previous insurance never let me get 90 days.
Oh.
But apparently the prescription is for 90 days, just I was never able to get it. But now that I don't have insurance, no one's telling me I can't get it.
Huh.
So she's like, so we changed it to 30 days and it was like $40.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. All right.
And I was like, well, I can swing by the ATM. And she's like, oh, no, don't worry about it.
Aww.
Like, oh.
Moms. Yeah. Moms are so sweet.
Yeah. So I was like, god damn. So I should be good now till. I got like 30 days of each, so.
Nice.
I should be good.
Dude, adulting is just.
It's so much fucking money.
That, and it's just like, some days I get done with work and I go home and I'm like, I still have to adult, and I'm just like, fuck all this.
Yeah, I know. And I'm constantly like, oh, I'm going to move out soon. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I've been here way too long. And then you go to the store, it's $40 for a prescription. You're like, I don't have money to do shit.
Dude, having a car payment blows.
Yeah. My car is getting down there.
And is it?
Yeah, I'm going to start. I really need to think about saving for a car.
How much is your payment?
My payment was low. It was $93 a month. Nice. Yeah.
It's $398.
Oh, my God.
But it's because I got... Dude, I have, like, awesome credit, though, so it worked out for loan and interest-wise.
Uh-huh.
But it's because I got a fucking 2016.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Yeah. The 2015 was, like, $7,000 less, but they didn't... Like, they had it on the website, but they didn't have it on the lot.
Yeah.
And then my dad, being an old person, was like, I bet they do that to get you in here. And then they tried to sell crappy cars. I'm like, Dad... They might have just sold it.
Yeah, maybe they just ran out.
Yeah.
God, not everyone's out to get you, Dad.
Yeah. But then I drove like a 16, and I was like, oh, this is sexy.
If I were to buy a car now, I would get one. Like, because when I bought that car, I was still working at friggin' Panera. That's how long I've had that car.
Dang!
Right, so at the time, working at Panera, and I was 19.
I remember your old red car.
Yeah, the Taurus. God,
that thing was squeaky.
Yeah, oh, God. So I was 19, so $93 a month was a lot of money at the time.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong, $93 a month isn't a little bit of money now, but if I had to pay, you know, I'd be down with like $150, $200 a month.
That's not bad. You hear a lot of, dude, wait for, I heard Labor Day and Memorial Day are the best time for cars.
I was a dumbass. I guess I should rephrase that. I wouldn't be down for a monthly payment of $200 a month, but if I had to get a car. That
makes sense.
Yeah.
I tried to get ahead of the bad luck, and so that's why I got mine so soon.
Because
I didn't want to wait till her car, like, died and it would be out of cars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not one... I'm not very much of a car person, so.
You mean like you like cars, or you just know about them?
You know, I think I got a decent knowledge of cars because I always do my own repairs on this car.
Right, but yeah,
and my dad used to be huge into cars, so I've learned a lot from him. But in the fact that like, if I had an option between like, I guess like a newer car, and like a perfectly capable. Hail damaged 2008 something, I'd be like, oh, just give me the fucking tooth. I'd rather spend my money on shit like fucking video games.
Priorities. Well, speaking of games, want to get into it?
Yeah, let's do that.
Dun, 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 dun.
Good segue.
Ravioli, ravioli, give me the gamioli.
Here we go!
This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Ravioli.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I don't have a lot of stories for gaming or news, but
we got a meaty segment.
Yeah.
We got a meaty set. Meaty.
Bungie is 25.
Damn. What was their very first game? It's got to say it in that article. Or maybe you know it.
Off the top of my head, Myth?
No.
Marathon?
Is that what the article said?
Myth or marathon.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of mist. My bad. I don't know about myth then.
It does not say it here, but... Well,
go on with the article. I'll look it up.
Okay. Bungie Day, a holiday created by the community 10 years ago, just celebrated the 25th anniversary of the company this week. Naturally, a lot of festivities include Destiny. Nice. The developer finally unveiled the new Year 2 Moments of Triumph. They're in line with the leak that came out a few weeks ago, yeah, and will grant 2 shaders and 2 emblems for your trouble, depending on how many you complete. But Bungie is doing something interesting this year, offering a t-shirt for people who complete them all, which will benefit their charity, the Bungie Foundation. Nice. Yes, you have to pay for it, but the proceeds go to something worthwhile.
Their very first game was Operation Desert Storm back in 91 on the Mac.
Jesus Christ. What was the first game that, like, anyone played? It had to have been Myth or Marathon.
I would imagine Myth. Halo. Oh, they did Oni. Do you remember that game?
Oh, yeah.
They did that. Okay. But yeah, Myth looks like their big one because there's a bunch of sequels. So. And Marathon, too. Dude, Marathon was developed for the Apple Pippin. Yeah, Halo was their big one.
Yeah, they were an Apple exclusive up until, like, Halo. Yeah,
because I thought Halo released first on Mac. Or, like, a version of it.
Yeah, it was, like, it was going to. Like, their first builds or were on Mac.
It's listed on their Xbox, Windows, Mac.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, it actually came out on Mac.
Man, you can totally tell when Microsoft bought them.
Because it's just all Halo.
Yeah. Halo, but then, like, Combat Evolved is Xbox, Windows, Mac. Halo 2, Xbox, Windows. Oh, yeah. Halo 3, Xbox. Xbox, yeah. Xbox. Oh, and then Destiny.
Yeah.
Destiny got old really fast to me. I played the alpha, and I was like, I will not like this in the long run.
Yeah, it got old fast to me, too. Apparently, like, the DLC made it a lot better.
And that's what I've heard, too. Yeah. And I hear the racing they added in for fun was pretty fun, but yeah. I don't have time.
Speaking of minigames, so I've been playing the Final Fantasy X HD.
Oh, yeah.
And first of all, like, I appreciate good graphics, but it's kind of like my car guy-ness. I'm not much of a graphics guy. I was like, yeah, that looks good. Sometimes I can't even fucking tell. Some people would be like, oh, this is so much better. And I'm like, I can't even see it. But Final Fantasy X HD on this computer, literally every time I boot it up, I'm like, oh.
All right.
Oh, it looks good. But I've been playing a ton of Blitzball.
Have you? I saw your Waka one.
Yeah.
Picture.
I've been playing so much fucking Blitzball.
It's not bad. It wasn't my thing.
I have easily played more Blitzball in this playthrough than I've played in any of the playthroughs before. I think this is the first time I got Waka's attack reels.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think this is the first time I've ever got them.
Did you get his ultimate weapon?
No, not yet. I'm not that far yet. But, yeah, I signed a... It's funny because... So, I lost that game to Luca in the early part of the game, the one you have to play.
Yeah.
Which, such bullshit. So...
Can you win?
You can, I hear. But it's pretty friggin' hard.
Cause it's gotta be on YouTube.
Luca cheats. They scored a goal, like, immediately, like, within the first 3 seconds. And then, so, I'm about to score a goal. I'm right there. And, the ball stops in mid, like, right in front of the goalie because it's halftime. It immediately stops. So, it's 1-0, and then we come out of the half, and Lucas scores again, like, in 5 seconds. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, if I could, like, cut off the first 10 seconds of a half, I'd never let him score, because they only scored 2 goals. So, I get in a good spot for a shot, and I'm going to take the shot, but in this particular game, there's a cutscene where the crowd is chanting for Waka, and so Titus leaves, and Waka comes off the bench. But when that happens, it starts like a new, like a jump ball. So I was just like, I was taken from the middle of my shot.
You were blue balled.
Yeah.
Blue blitz balled.
Yeah, it sucks. And so I lost to Luca, and then I started playing like the league season. I lost to Luca again, and then I gutted the whole team and signed better players, and now I'm like, I'm 9-0 since I've signed all those players.
Nice. I've started playing Final Fantasy VIII, and I forgot about the card game in there, mm-hmm. and I loved that card game. And really? I also still have my manual for Final Fantasy VIII from when I really? Owned it back oh in the PlayStation God. 1 days. So I'm going through that as I'm playing.
Somewhere.
I have a 9-1.
Yeah, I have that too, I think.
Was it Brady Games? Was those the ones that put it out?
Oof, I don't know.
I used to have a bunch of those.
Yeah, I had that. I also had one for Halo 2.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was Halo 3 when they started doing the skulls?
No, they did skulls in Halo 2.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they did skulls in Halo 1.
Did they? Okay, yeah. All right.
I'm pretty sure. Because I think the Grunt birthday party skull was in Halo 1. Red Dead Redemption is now out on Xbox One.
Did you see the sales spike? It was like 800 or 600% sales spike on Red Dead Redemption.
Good.
I know, yeah. Hell yeah.
Some of the DLC is free, though, too.
Not the good one, though.
Yeah, not Undead Nightmare. Yeah. Oh,
that's the best. That's probably the best last-gen season pass I bought was Red Dead.
Yeah, Red Dead was so good. I loved... My favorite thing in multiplayer was actually riding my horse at like max speed and then looking down and shooting it in the head. And I'd fly off the front of it like Superman.
I always liked to, I did it twice, but I'd get in a group of people and befriend them, and then I'd lasso one and just basically like get off the horse and like cliff them. Red Dead's so good.
If for some reason you haven't played Final Fantasy VII yet, it's on Android.
It's everywhere.
For $16.
It'll be on the Apple Watch next
month. Yeah. I can't play Final Fantasy games on my phone.
No.
It's not.
Maybe the old ones, like 1 and 2 and 3, I'd play on my phone. Yeah, because they're simple enough and just tapping and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Tap it, tap it, tap
it. Tap, tap, tap. Codsworth can say a bunch of new names.
That patch, that one's, what? All right. That's cool.
Some highlights that they liked in this article. Bartholomew, Biff, Bond, Drake, Fry, Hellcat, Jacula.
Jacula.
Con, Morty, Starbuck, Vinny, Vlad, and Wigglesworth.
They spent time doing this.
There was a voice actor that got into a booth and said, Mr. Jacula.
Mr. Wigglesworth.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And mods are still not out on the PS4.
That sucks. New features, exit save, exiting to the main menu will create an exit save.
For what?
The exit save will delete itself after you load it. So, if you exit without saving, it'll create an exit save.
What game?
Fallout 4.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought we were on to the right. Nice.
New add-on specific icons in workshop mode, more than 300 new players' names, supporting upcoming add-ons. Some fixes to the recent Fallout patch, general stability and performance improvements, fixed a crash related to targeting an enemy's weapon while in VATS, fixed an issue where a companion would become stuck walking and unable to run, fixed an issue in Mankind Redefined to prevent the player from getting stuck in elevators while in the Mass Fusion building. That was a big one. Yeah.
Dude, I was so happy they fixed the railroad one.
Yeah, that's awesome. In Boston After Dark, quest now completes properly when waiting for Old Man Stockton.
Oh, nice.
Fixed occasional issue where player would become permanently invisible. I had that!
Oh, yeah!
I had that problem!
Yeah, I had that with some armor, or I lost my best suit of power armor because of that glitch.
Really?
Yeah, and I had to like basically like unplug my PS4 because I was trying to do like exit out and they like bricked it.
Yeah, what was weird is like I would do the crouch and, you know, use that stealth field thing for power armor, and then I would just stay invisible. But if I got out of the power armor, I would still be invisible. The power armor would become visible, but I would stay invisible.
Like, were you permanently invisible?
Yeah.
Like, you could steal and everything?
I was permanently invisible.
That's a good glitch.
Yeah. Dead settlers can no longer be commanded or assigned to supply lines.
That's a good glitch.
Fixed an issue where deleting saved games would cause other saves to disappear. That would suck.
Ooh, yeah.
Fix occasional issues with activating mods that did not come from Bethesda.net, and minor bug fixes and optimizations for mods. That's neato.
This is a game that, or Fallout 4 is a game that I'm going to rebuy when they finally do like a game of the year.
Yeah.
And like by that time, I should have a new PC, and then I'll be able to like have legit mods.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet. Yeah, I can get a PC, guys. Nuka World better be fucking good.
I hope it will be.
I mean, it's not like Far Harbor was good, but
I'm enjoying it so far.
If it's going to be their last DLC, man, it's got to be somewhat big. Because there hasn't been much.
Yeah.
The other games, like...
Workshop. I am really excited for the Vault-Tec one.
Yeah.
That's going to be...
I mean, it's not like the Workshop things weren't kind of neat, but...
This Vault-Tec one seems pretty, like, significant. Though, like, you could build a vault and do your own experiments and stuff.
Yeah, there is a new generator with the vault that puts out like 500 power.
Oh, really? Nice. Yeah. Because I just found the fusion one.
Yeah, I was the fusion one, sweet. Yeah. So I don't know what it runs on, like fucking souls or something.
Oh, that's gonna be nice though.
Yeah. All right, that's all I've got for gaming. You want to go into our conversation here, Andy?
Yeah.
All right.
This is the segment this podcast needs, but not the one it deserves. Do you feel intense? This is a conversation with Three Hit Combo and Batman.
All right, so everyone's playing Pokemon Go.
And for people that don't know, what?
Yeah, no, get out of here. Everybody knows.
Launch day problems were horrific, but for some odd reason in my head, like, they had to have known that the amount of like people going to play this was going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. I've always said it, everything has launch problems. And that doesn't mean it's okay. It's just I always expect launch problems. I couldn't get the game until like the very end of the launch day.
I got mine about midday, like I think 3 o'clock-ish.
Yeah, I couldn't get mine until like...
I just found a Weedle.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice. I couldn't get mine till later. And then, I've been going on a lot of impromptu walks.
This game's amazing. I've gone on like 3 because of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to take a walk.
Well, and then yesterday, cause you can only get water Pokemon near water.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, allegedly you can get only water Pokemon near water. For some reason I caught a Horsea last night down the fucking street.
I've caught a, what the hell did I catch? I don't know. I caught a water one, not by water.
Yeah. So I went to Zarensky Lake walked. First of all, there was like 30 people there playing Pokemon Go.
Dude,
like everybody,
people out.
Like everybody was looking down at their phones talking about Pokemon. But I caught some stuff. I caught a Staryu. And I was like, nice. Fuck a water Pokemon. Yes.
Did you talk to anyone about it?
Not necessarily. Yeah, we just kind of went. I mean, someone's staring down at the phone talking about Eevee. Like, I know what you're playing.
Dude, I'm 2 candy away from evolving my Kakuna.
Oh, yeah? I just evolved mine last night into Beedrill. Yeah. So I did that. I got a bunch of Pokemon. I had my first Pokemon break out of a Pokeball.
What'd you get? Oh, shit.
I got a Weedle.
Can you trade Pokemon? I don't think so.
Not yet.
This game's so new. Like, nice.
Sweet, I got the Weedle on the mixer. I'm going to put that on the podcast page. Oh, shit, I'm running out of Pokeballs, too. I only have 26.
Are you serious? How? Well, I guess I haven't been Like, I'm pretty
well. When I went to Zerinsky, I used
67.
I used a ton of Pokeballs, and then I was gonna say right before this Weedle showed up, I had a Rhyhorn break out of my Pokeball 9 times before I caught it.
Okay, okay.
So I eventually caught it.
We're going to Shakespeare on the Green tonight, and mm-hmm. I guess UNO is a treasure trove of Pokestops. It's like really? 9 or 10.
Zerinsky had like 6.
Nice.
And not very far from each other. In fact, there were 2 that were like about 2 minute walk from each other.
Nice. Right across the street from my job is mm-hmm. the Pacific UNO building.
Oh yeah.
Well, there's 2 art pieces right next to each other, and they're Pokestops. So nice. Every day after work, I take a walk over, get them, and then I go home.
Nice. There is before you head home, there is a Pokestop right up there at the Presbyterian Church.
Oh really?
So like
in the parking lot.
Yeah, go out this way, turn left. All right. It's like almost immediately your first right.
Okay, cool.
Like right by the front door is a Pokestop. And then if you pull around back to the playground, there's another Pokestop.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They're really, really easy to hit.
Going to work, Regency has 3, and it's like right on my way home. So on my way home, I also stop and get 3 more.
Nice. Leaving Zerinsky, I actually hit a Pokestop at a stoplight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck, it's right there.
Nice. Yeah, I've been having Camilla drive to everywhere so I can, like, stay on my phone.
Stay on your phone. There's also Pokestops at Pepperwood Park. Ooh. Over here between, like, my house and, like, the Baker's on 156.
Is that big, like, oh, no, okay, I don't know what I'm thinking.
It's, anyway, there's one at the sign, and then there's one all the way at the other side of the park at the gazebo.
Nice.
Yeah. And I did that, I posted that one on Facebook. I did that at, like, 11 o'clock at night. Walking through the pitch black, like, wood section of...
Sir, what are you doing? Pokemon!
Catch it, Pokemon!
I can't wait to go to my parents, because right behind their house is a big, like nature walk thing.
Uh-huh.
And a bunch of, like art and stuff. So I'm like,
nice.
Yeah, that's going to be the gold mine.
Let's share our teams.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Okay, so I just, like... scratched battling the other day. Like I fought
oh, really?
One Pokemon. I was like, okay, I think I got how to battle.
There's also a gym up at that church too.
Very nice. Yeah, there's a gym at the hell is gym at the UNO building too.
Oh, yeah.
What team are you?
Red.
Blue. That was my first one.
You son of a bitch.
We can't be
podcast over.
Okay, Pokemon. What is it? A team of 6? Yeah.
Well, what Pokemon do you have in your possession?
I have a lot. All right, so I got a Drowsy, Venonat, Eevee, Ghastly. I'm going to say the non-popular ones, like the Weedles and Caterpies. Ghastly, Bellsprout, Raticate, Shellder. That's the one I caught
out of
fucking nowhere. Zubat. Is this a Pidgeot?
I still don't have a Pidgeotto.
I have the second evolution.
Yeah, Pidgeotto.
All right, I'm working on a Horsea, and then a Bulbasaur, which I call is my Bulbasaur. But
nice.
I call it Bulbasaur.
I have my strongest one is a Rhyhorn, and then literally 1 point behind it is a Raticate.
Nice. How strong is your Rhyhorn?
236.
Damn, that beats everything of mine.
Raticate's 235, and then my Pidgeot is 225.
Damn.
Which I evolved my Pidgeotto into a Pidgeot last night. It was pretty sweet. A Beedrill ran for me yesterday, but that's okay because I evolved my own. So I have a Beedrill, Horsea, Tauros. I have an Eevee, a Venonat, Oddish, Drowsy, Staryu, Sandshrew, Mankey, Bulbasaur, Abra.
Jesus.
Caterpie, Spearow.
Nice.
Yeah, the Sandshrew and Mankey I got from eggs.
Ooh. Yeah, I have 3 eggs going right now.
Oh, yeah? So do I. I have 3 eggs going.
I'm going to do a lot of walking tonight, so I'm pretty excited.
Apparently, the kilometers is, like, how rare they are. So, like, if you get... Like, right now, I've got 2 that only need 2 kilometers. Oh. Apparently, those are common Pokemon. And, like, the 5-kilometer ones are... Like, they're uncommon. Like, my 2 eggs were uncommon.
I have 2. I have 2 fives.
Do you have any 10s?
No.
10s are rare.
Damn.
But my Sandshrew and my Mankey were both 5 kilometer eggs.
Nice.
So I've got 2 2-kilometer and 1 5-kilometer egg right now.
This is probably the greatest mobile game that's ever come out, honestly, in my opinion. It is just so fucking good.
Yeah, it's at least the greatest, maybe the greatest mobile game that's strictly on phones. Yeah, so,
very true.
Yeah, not talking about, like, game ports.
Yeah, it's so good. And it's just beginning, too. Like, it just came out. They're probably going to add so much to this game.
Well, apparently they're adding trading somewhat soon.
God. Did you see that, at least on iPhone's App Store, it beat out Clash of Clans and that Game of War or whatever?
Oh, really?
For highest earning and most downloaded in less than 24 hours.
That's fucking awesome.
It just, I guess it just destroyed. And then Nintendo's stock price went up like 8.8%.
God damn.
This game is just insane.
apparently, if you want to battle that gym up there,
yeah,
there is a Jolteon up there. Right now, there's also, you have to go through like other trainers to get to the,
but there's, it's
currently red. So if you want to turn it blue,
oh shit, no, there's a yellow by me and it's just 2 people. And I'm like, I'm goddamn determined. That's going to be my fucking gym.
Really? I've seen this church change colors a lot.
That's awesome. I guess, I guess if you want to, if there's people battling it, the gym will have like clouds of dirt going around it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So then you know you can pull up there and fucking rob them.
Yeah, probably. There'll probably be other cars in there.
Son of a bitch. Give me your phone.
Smashed in front of them.
Well, what I'm wondering is that church has to be like, why are there so many fucking people driving up here and leaving?
Probably.
Because I've driven up there now twice. One was Saturday evening, so someone might have been there, but the other time was like, it was like Thursday night at like midnight.
Love it. I saw one picture on the internet. These people kayaked out to a fountain in the middle of a lake that had a gym on it, and they got it.
Awesome.
I've yet to see any gray gyms, which are empty gyms.
I did.
Oh, did you?
I did. That church did was... No, I didn't take one. I wasn't a high enough level yet to take the gym.
Yeah, I've yet to see a gray one.
Yeah, that one up at the church was gray for about a day or so.
I wonder if Fountain of Forest has many. Because it's an easy walk, that place. It's just, it's all covered, and it's like wooden walkways, the whole place.
You know it would be a safe place to go catch Pokemon?
What?
Hummel Park. Yeah, I mean the opposite of safe.
I know. I was going with you.
We get murdered.
We should, when Tam gets back, we should all, like, on a weekend or something, do a, or it'd have to be a Sunday then for you, right? Since you work Saturdays.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do it on a Sunday. I only work Saturdays till like, 6, so if we did in the evening.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be fun. Like, a Pokemon podcast, go out together and catch shit.
Catch a bunch of Pokemans.
Yeah.
We'd have to go somewhere to, like, we'd have to go to, like, a Zarensky or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. We'd have to go to, like, Chalco.
Somewhere big. Chalco. Oh,
yeah, dude. That'd be a good
Chalco's
drive.
Right by my work. It's right
and
across.
Chalco's also a good, like, drive. You can drive around it, too.
Yeah. That's just a, like, across the street from my work.
Nice.
So, yeah. I could, you guys could go there and I could hit you up, like, right as I leave work.
Oh, that'd be good. Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right. We'll have to. Yeah, we should talk to Tam.
Yeah. I don't have anything else. It's fun. I love the game. I'm constantly checking it.
It's so fun. Yeah, I'm always checking it, too. And I keep having to go into my settings and stop the game because it keeps getting stuck. Like,
oh, yeah, I have to cancel it.
Yeah, the thing will constantly be spinning. And twice now, I've accidentally uninstalled the game.
Ugh.
But that's when you log back in. It's still got all your shit.
I hate logging the fuck in because I use my Google account and I have 2-step authentication. So every fucking time, especially on the first 2 days, every time I'd have to log in and I'm just like, ugh.
I should have 2-step authentication
that's
on my
good
Google.
Shit.
Yeah. I was going to mention in the opening segment about how I wiped my phone earlier this week.
Oh.
Like I put a pass.
Purpose?
I put a. It wasn't a. I'll explain.
Okay.
I put a pass, like a lock pattern on my phone.
Yeah.
And then immediately forgot it. Not my proudest moment. And you know what's weird is, like, I usually have a pretty good memory. I can hold on to stuff that's important or not important. Like, I can literally name the third string quarterback for the Montreal Alouettes. What? It's, I don't know, it's a funny story. Anyway, but I can't remember the lock pattern I made 10 seconds ago. So I kept trying the lock pattern, and it was like, two more failures and your phone's going to be wiped. God damn it. So I was looking for all these different ways to get through it, but they've changed how Android works. There's no longer like a forgot lock pattern button, that you could use your Google account to get back in. So it wasn't on purpose at first, but I eventually got to the point where I was like, well, I gotta fucking wipe the phone.
Do you have like a cloud backup type thing?
Well, here's the thing with my backup. I had everything backed up, but not like in one spot. It was like, I had my contacts on Verizon Cloud, which I didn't really get. There was like two people I didn't get back, but I was able to get their numbers off of Mighty Text on my computer. Mm-hmm. And then, so my contacts were backed up on Verizon Cloud, and like out of my 500 songs, like 32 of them were. I didn't even bother because I had my music backed up on my computer. So I got my music back that way. My apps were backed up on my Google account. So I got those back, and I had all my pictures on a flash drive.
Oh, jeez.
So it only took me... It took a long time for those to load, but about 2 hours after I wiped my phone, I had it all back to how it was.
That's about the same with the iCloud. It's just, yeah. It takes like 2 hours for everything mm-hmm. to get back to what it was.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it did not take me long to get it back to... And then I had to... I had to reconfigure some of my apps, like AccuWeather. I had to put back in my location, and Twitter. I had to log in. Facebook. I had to log in.
Having to automatically log
in. It wiped all my goddamn Bluetooth connections. Which, to be fair, out of like the 8 connections I had in there, the only one I ever use is my shower radio.
Okay. I love having Bluetooth in a car, dude. If you mm-hmm. get yourself a car, get one with
Bluetooth. Yeah,
it's like. I never thought you could, like the auxiliary plugs, mm-hmm. that was the fucking bee's knees. I remember when those mm-hmm. started getting, like, normal. And then, like, having Bluetooth, it's just, if I had a car that didn't, I'd be so mad.
I currently have one of those FM transmitter
nice. Things. Those are cool.
Yeah.
I bought for when I still had the Honda, and Camilla has it now. It's a Bluetooth receiver that plugs into my auxiliary.
Oh, nice. So
that was really cool. Oh, and it was powered by USB, and my radio had a USB port on it.
Oh, nice.
So, I could, wire it all. It was perfect.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, it seems as if we've moved on from Pokemon Go.
Yeah. I like it. It was a good game.
Yeah, 6 out of 10.
It's got room to grow. It's got plenty of room to grow.
All right, let's get into news.
When there's some strange news
this comes out
in your neighborhood.
Week.
Sure does. Call
3-hit combo.
I'm going to go see it.
Are you?
Yeah, I will.
You know, I wasn't even that I'm not really that big of a Ghostbusters fan to begin with, so it's really, really not on my radar because it's not really...
I have Ghostbusters on 4K, even though I don't have a 4K TV. It looks awesome on 1080.
Yeah. Okay, so I've only got I got two news stories, and they're both like paranormal.
Ooh.
A Rhode Island family's playground plans were scrapped after a video captured something that left him too terrified to leave the car. A ghost swing.
Wind? Is this an M. Night Shyamalan movie?
Quote, we're at the playground and the kids don't want to go anymore because look at that shit. Here's the ghost swing. See that? Huh. Now, it is kind of spoopy the way it's moving. But as you also see, the other swing's moving too. And that's a lot bigger to catch wind. To me, it just looks like fucking wind.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much wind, but the way it's like violently swinging.
Yeah, it is moving pretty unnaturally, so it looks pretty spooky.
But I wonder if it's moving because of how like clunky it is. It's a big clunky piece of plastic.
Because everything else is moving, and so it looks to me like it's windy, and that thing's so huge, it's like a friggin' wind sail. That swing's like, it's one of those swings where like, it looks like a car seat, really.
Yeah. baby seat.
Yeah, it's got like the entire back and a headrest, you know, and a seat.
You don't get whiplash in the swing, y'all.
It's real big.
No.
So the video has been viewed more than 5.7 million times.
Oh my God. If they put that on YouTube, they could have made money if there was commercials.
Oh my God.
It would have made $5.
So for all, quote, the haters, Denton returned to the park on Tuesday and shot a new video and asked, "Do you see a ghost?"
Is there a new video?
There's like a, not a GIF though, like an actual video. I'm not going to play it right now because I guess I could, but this is probably a visual. It's perfectly still, he says, while showing the blue swing resting in the now sunny park. Just making a video for all you haters that said it was always swinging. No strings tied to it. This video is for all the haters out there who said the video is bullshit. Obviously, it's not.
It's wind.
Oh, my God. I think he's in on the joke because he says that as a skateboarder wearing a white sheet flies by in the background.
That's good stuff.
I don't want to play the video because he filmed it vertically, and I don't want to make it seem like that's okay. I don't want to enable people that film vertically. Oh, shit. Oh, it wasn't a Pokemon. It's okay. I got a bunch of hard drives arriving today.
Oh, okay.
I got a solid state hybrid drive for this thing.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, and then I got a solid state drive for my laptop. Nice. And I also have an external hard drive to back my shit up. And a headset and a SATA expansion PCI thing.
Ooh, those are nice.
Yeah.
I want to make sure my next PC has one of those.
Filmmaker says Bigfoot ruined his life. The man who shot a Bigfoot video that many believe is the most compelling proof of the creature's existence.
Oh, I bet I know which video.
Says the experience ruined him. Bob Gimlin shot the controversial film footage with Robert Patterson near Bluff Creek in Northern California in the fall of 1967. Nearly 50 years later, he tells Outside Magazine that he wishes he'd never left his home in Oregon to go searching for Bigfoot.
How's this ruined his life?
I'm trying to get to that, actually. It keeps explaining the film. He had to deal with ridicule from friends and neighbors in Yakima, Washington. They'd come driving in my driveway at all times of night and go, "Bob, we want to go Bigfoot hunting."
And?
He was torn. If he acknowledged he believed in Bigfoot, he was the town loon, while people assumed he was lying if he stayed quiet. I can understand why they don't believe it, because I didn't believe it either. He recalls telling one interview, "But I saw one, and I know what I saw, and I know it wasn't a man in a suit. It couldn't have been."
Dude, I feel with the age of cell phones nowadays, like, if there was a Bigfoot, we probably would have seen one.
I just...
If there is one.
If there's one, what, is he immortal?
That is very true.
Yeah. Like the Loch Ness Monster. People have been seeing the Loch Ness Monster for, like, hundreds of years.
That is very true.
And I'm like...
One day we're just joking about it and fucking Bigfoot just punches through the door.
Yeah.
This is real.
And like, I guess you could say like, oh, well, maybe it's a low population, but it's like, it's always like, you never see a child, you know, you never see a young Bigfoot or a young Loch Ness Monster.
And with technology nowadays and satellites and like, you can map shit. You can't really hide.
Yeah. I think it's way too hard to hide.
And they could sonar fucking Loch Ness or the Loch if they wanted.
Yeah.
They could sonar the shit
easily.
Out of it.
Oh, God, I was just about to say something about Bigfoot. A local radio show here, Todd and Tyler.
Oh,
yeah. They had one of their comedians. Well, okay. So one of their comedian friends, Reno Collier, was on the show. And he mentioned that he was on Larry the Cable Guy's Only in America. And they were hunting for Bigfoot. So Larry had Reno run out into the forest and make a scream like Bigfoot to mess with these guys. So they recorded it and they were like, oh shit. They took it to Texas A&M. And Texas A&M said they were 90% sure it was not human. So if anyone's thinking about going to Texas A&M, you might want to rethink that.
Oh, they play good football.
Yeah. And so it's a way they'll play that yell every now and then. And it's like 90% not human.
That's good. I have been, I totally spaced off. Like, I kind of listen to them in the morning going to work, mm-hmm. but then I'll listen to the podcasts in my cube now.
Yeah, that's, I love it. They're hilarious. Yeah, that's what I do. I listen to the podcasts because I got it fucking all day to listen to them. So I got to do something.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it cuts out all the commercials and shit too.
Yeah, it's that's just the best content. Yeah, it's just the podcast.
I would wait for that than rather listen to it live.
Yeah, probably me too. And well, I work later, so I can't even listen to it live. Because I don't get into work until noon.
Noon.
All right, Andy.
Yeah. And with that comment, we're slowing down.
Yeah, we are slowing down. Clearly. But that's a good thing, because that was our last news story.
All right.
So that will do it for this episode of 3-Hit Pokemon Go. Yeah. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/PokemonGo. Twitter.com/3HitComboGo.
No one's going to email us.
It's facebook.com/3HitComboPodcast. Twitter.com/3HitComboPC. Email us at 3HitComboPodcast@gmail.com/go. And YouTube, 3HitComboPodcast. All right, so don't pass go. Don't collect $200. For Andy, this is Matt signing out.